What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Brandon Tatum filling in for Charlie Kirk on the Charlie Kirk Show. I actually have my own show, The Officer Tatum Show. We are talking about abortion and how I believe it's incredibly selfish. And I think that there are solutions to these problems if you are open to what God has called us to do and you're open to listening to a different perspective. We want to do what's best for women. I know for a fact you're going to love this episode. You are going to be entertained. I cannot believe that our government has sent formula to illegal aliens at the border, leaving us desolate, and also trying to send $40 billion to Ukraine when our country needs help. Follow me on all social media platforms at The Officer Tatum. I'm also taking over for Larry Elder. That's my show, The Officer Tatum Show. Enjoy.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, This is your host, Brandon Tatum. I'm filling in for the great Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is probably one of the smartest people that I've ever been around, especially for a young man of his age. And so it's an honor to be in the hot seat and be in Charlie Kirk's seat, filling in on the show. I want to talk about some crazy stuff that is going on in our country surrounding abortions. I know that this is a hot topic for some people, and some people may get in their feelings about what I say, but I don't care. I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm not here to coddle your feelings. But first, I have a show on Salem Radio Network. It's called The Officer Tatum Show. My first day on the set will be on Monday from 3 to 6. Every day, Monday through Friday, I'll be on the show. So make sure you tune into that show. Let's get to the abortion topic. These leftists are going up and beyond to push an agenda that I think is anti-God and I think is harmful to women. Now, when you don't care about women and you are only focusing on your political agenda, you will push women off the cliff and allow them to go through a period of despair and have PTSD and all of the other things that are associated with having abortions. And they do not care about these women. Let me just say this. I think that abortions are one of the most selfish, if not the most selfish act that a person can do. Now, let me, I would say, clear this up and make sure I am covering all my bases here, because I don't want anybody to take me out of context. I understand that there is a nuance to abortion. I understand that people who are raped or involved in incest, you know, outside of their will, someone who's dealing with a medical issue, I understand that there is a different mindset when it comes to that. However, I believe that all abortion is wrong. But I understand the reason why some people may want to have abortions in those situations. But for the rest of y'all, for the 99% plus of y'all who were just out here smashing and dashing, and because you didn't like the guy or because he walked away from you because he never had a commitment to you in the first place, you want to go into the abortion clinic and have an abortion. Now, I also want to address two things as well. There are two type of people in my mind that have abortions. There are people who are misinformed, and then there are people who are just evil. That's the way I see it, because young women who are growing up today, they are thrusted into this idea that it's just a clump of cells. They are lied to. They are pressured. Family members are telling them that it's okay, that everything's going to be all right. It's just a procedure that you're going to, you know, you're going to have real quick, and you're going to go on about your life. But that is not true. Misinformed people have abortions, and I actually feel sorry for them, and I pray for them in hopes that they repent and never do it again. And that's my statement to people who are out here listening who may have had an abortion already. Just understand that God can forgive you and you can move on and never do it again. But then you have the status of individuals who operate in anti-God or none, you know, not having God retained in their consciousness, and they do not care about the life of the unborn. You have to perceive it this way. How do you prevent yourself for the 99%+ of abortions? How do you present or preserve yourself from getting in that situation? You do not involve yourself in relations with the opposite sex that will lead to you getting pregnant. I don't understand how this is even an issue at this point, or how people are questioning this topic at this point. It's very simple. If you don't want to have children, or if you're not prepared, if you're not ready, if your career is not conducive for you to have children, then you should not be bumping and grinding and doing the adult things that will lead you to have children. And I think that is incredibly selfish, given the fact that it's only, and let me say this. I saw a car and I took a picture of the back window of a car. It said abortion is a woman's choice and all this other stuff. I think that's a lie. It is not your body. You have another human inside of you that if you were riding down the street and you were going to the abortion clinic, just hypothetically speaking, you are headed to the abortion clinic. You're in your first trimester, late in your first trimester. You head into the abortion clinic and a drunk driver runs a stop sign, T-bones you, you lose your baby. That person will be charged with murder. So how is it that if you evade the traffic accident, make it to the abortion clinic, your baby is terminated and that's not murder? Nobody should be charged in that scenario. I think we need to revisit and look at these things because it is more harmful than we are giving it credit for. As a father, when my son, when his mom found out she was pregnant and we found out together that she was pregnant, it didn't cross my mind that it's exceptional or acceptable or okay for her to do away with his life. Just because we were not in a great position and we weren't financially, I would say living in financial excellence. I mean, we weren't completely poor. We both had college degrees. But just because life wasn't perfect for us doesn't mean that my son don't deserve to have a life. That's the problem that I have with this scenario. They're lying to people. We forget about our fathers. I'm a father. It's not fair to me to have to lose my child because the woman doesn't want it or she feel like that she's not ready. I don't have a choice to just take the child myself and be a single father. I don't have that choice. Yet she has the choice to terminate or accept the child. And if I'm not ready and she wants the child, I am obligated to pay child support for the rest of my life or for the rest of his, you know, minor life until 18 or I go to jail. We have to really focus on perceptualizing these concepts. And I think if we retain God in our consciousness and we understand that there's a life in another person, we understand that there is a beauty in motherhood. It's a beauty in women giving life to the world. Every single person that's living today, every single person in this studio with me, a woman gave birth to you. You know what I'm saying? You know, a woman decided to choose life. That's how we have billions of people in the world. All of the greatest people that you ever known, including Charlie Kirk, some woman made the decision to say, look, I may not be in a perfect position, but I'm going to give life anyway. Now, I will say that there are groups out here that do help young women. And I think that we need to focus more on supporting those groups, because when you get to the clinic and people are bashing you, I don't know if you recover from that. If you are at the clinic and there are people who love you to Christ per se, they love you to a perfect or more a better decision, I think that the turnaround is better. And these organizations that can secure or help you go through a situation where you feel that you're not capable of taking care of a child, they can assist you, they can give you ultrasound, they can help you with funding, they can help you set up adoption if you want to do that, they can help you set up with programs, they can help you get a job so you can be better equipped to take care of your children. Those things, I think, are a better solution to this issue than abortion. I always tell people, stick it out, give it a try. I am pro-life and I'm pro-choice. And people may go crazy and say, how are you pro-choice? You're a conservative. Well, I believe the choice happened in the bedroom or in the den or wherever y'all was at. The choice didn't happen at the abortion clinic. Once you have gotten to that point, now you have to, in my opinion, you have to stick through it. Allow God to bless you. Allow God to rescue you. Allow God to give you the resources that you need, and you will be successful.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. You've known it in your gut, and something just wasn't right about the 2020 election. Well, guess what? You were right. And here's the proof you've been waiting for. In Dinesh D'Souza's explosive new documentary, 2000 Mules, executive produced by Salem Media Group, you'll see jaw-dropping evidence of exactly how the Democrats pulled off the biggest heist in American history. Drawn on meticulous research from the election integrity group True the Vote, 2000 Mules uses both cell phone geo-tracking data and video evidence to uncover a massive network of illegal ballot trafficking in all five key swing states. Enough election fraud to change the outcome of the 2020 election. Thousands across the country attended the national theatrical release. Now you can watch from the comfort of your home, watch on any device with a web browser. Gather friends, families, and skeptics alike, but don't miss it. Go to salemnow.com to watch it today. See the movie that Donald Trump calls a real blockbuster? Go to salemnow.com to watch today. That's salemnow.com, executive produced by the Salem Media Group.
If Jesus Christ, and just say that you and Jesus were best friends, and Jesus was your homie, and y'all hanging out, and you go to Jesus and you say, Jesus, I found out I was pregnant. Now, you know Jesus is going to tell you you shouldn't have been smashing and dashing, you ain't married. But the forgiving Jesus that we know will say, okay, now that we know what's going on, now that we know that you're pregnant, let me give you some advice. Now, if you were to say, Jesus, I want to go to the abortion clinic and I want to abort my child. I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. I'm lacking in faith. I don't know what to do. What should I do, Jesus? I guarantee you, as sure as I'm sitting here in this chair on the Charlie Kirk Show, that Jesus will give you an alternative. And the alternative is to say, I do not make mistakes. You may be in a position that may be uncomfortable to you. You cannot see the future. I can. Do not go and commit murder against your child. Trust me. I can make all things right. I can make it all better. And I'm going to give you guys an example of how Jesus did that in my life. Because when I found out that my son's mom was pregnant and we were not married, we were, you know, y'all know, I was in college and she was fine and I shouldn't have been doing it, but I did it. And there's probably 1,000 people that have watched this have been in that same situation. And when she told me she was pregnant, I didn't believe in abortions. And I had to take the responsibility to say, look, I'm ready for whatever. I got to go get a job. I got to go hustle, whatever I got to do. I got to make it happen. But with us being in a situation where I had to stay at home and take care of the baby while she finished up school, God sent us a person named John who said, because we made a decision and we made a decision to choose life, he wanted to bless us. And John paid for our rent for an entire year. He mentored me. He supported us with the startup for taking care of our newborn baby. We would have never known that God could do that for us if we had never taken that chance. If we would have said, let's have an abortion, it's too tight of a risk. But we took a chance, and this is what I want young women to realize, too, is that God can correct the situation that you're in, make the right decision, and God will recover all things. I want to get into some more topics because our government is completely out of control. I cannot believe, and I read some headlines earlier, I cannot believe that we are sending baby formula to the border. Do you understand how upsetting I am, or how upsetting that makes me with that whole situation? Why in the flying flip are we sending baby formula to the border? Now, I know, because I was born during the day, but I wasn't born yesterday. I understand that now that we're in this predicament, that we can't just leave them out there dry and then the kids starve to death at the border. But I tell you what, we should have never been in that situation. How are you going to bring people into our country when we are struggling to take care of the people that are already living here? You understand that there's people in Skid Row in L.A. and California that are literally sitting on the street pooping and peeing everywhere, and they haven't had a good meal, and they're doing crack and heroin in broad daylight. People getting robbed left and right, some of which because people have lost their moral standing, but also people are desperate. Some people have lost their jobs. They're desperate. They'll go out and get it by robbing you. And then we're going to allow hundreds of thousands of people to come to our country for what? For us to now take care of them? If you had a household, you, your husband, and your kids, and y'all struggling, you know, y'all don't have enough groceries in the refrigerator, y'all struggling, husband working two jobs, y'all just trying to make ends meet. Now, what sense does it make for you to go out and allow 15 more people to move into your house? And then not only do you allow them to move in your house, you now take food from your children. You now take food from your wife, if you're the husband, to give to the 15 people that are sitting in your house. And then your neighbors are telling you, how dare you not let them in your house? How dare you not support them? How dare you not love them? You are an evil person for not taking care of them. And all you are saying is that, look, man, I got to take care of home first. When I take care of home first, then I can go out and I can do better for other people. Then I can go out and be more effective in my philanthropic endeavors. But if I'm not taking care of the house, then how in the world am I going to do right by other people? Our government should be held accountable for the things that they're doing.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Iron Man thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted, only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the three-week quick start too. Discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now.
The theme in my mind is that the government, first of all, we should not be confused at the role of the government. The government is to play an assistant role. The government is not primary in our lives. They are here to help and assist. We have God-given rights, our freedom, our liberties are all given by God, not the government. They are to ensure that others don't violate our rights and our God-given freedoms. But our government and the current administration, the deranged, I don't want to say dementia because I know there's a lot of people that actually have dementia, and it's a very sad thing. My great grandmother died from with dementia. But the deranged, brain dead, one foot in the grave, Joe Biden, his administration does not. They do not care about America. They are not putting America first. I don't know what they're thinking about. We have crime that's out of control. All you got to do is look at the numbers. In New York, the total violent crime is up 41%. In L.A., it's up 11%. In Chicago, it's up 35%. I don't want to hear nobody talk about it's COVID. It's over now. It's over pretty much. You don't have to wear a mask on a plane no more. Nobody's worried about COVID. Now, what's your excuse now? Crime is out of control. And going back to my point that I was trying to make in the earlier segment is that why on God's green earth are we sending formula to the border? Why on God's green earth are we sending money to Ukraine? Do you not understand it? And thank God for Rand Paul effectively blocking this effort in Congress for them to pass a $40 billion aid package. $40 billion. I literally want to scream. Temporarily block. Let me make sure I get that correct. Temporarily block effectively. I literally want to scream at the thought of wasting $40 billion. Now, people in Ukraine may need help. This is a tragic situation for them. But my God, we have to worry about our country first. There's a lot of $40 million projects that we can aid in our own country. I mean, even in the inner cities of our country, we talk about violence and crime and opportunities. Put $40 billion into that. But people are not going to do that. I want you to hear what Rand Paul has to say about this $40 billion Ukraine aid. Go ahead and roll the clip if you got it.
My oath of office is to the U.S. Constitution, not to any foreign nation. And no matter how sympathetic the cause, My oath of office is to the national security of the United States of America. We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy. In March, inflation hit a 40-year high. Gasoline alone is up 48%, and energy prices are up 32%.
Thank you, Rand Paul. Thank you. I mean, why can't the rest of the people understand this? We cannot afford to do for them and hurt us. We've already given crazy stimulus packages due to COVID-19. Trillions of dollars. They just literally print money at this point. And we're just giving away money like it's going out of style. That is not sustainable as an effort to reassure our country that we are survivable or we're going to survive in this crisis that we've experienced that I think was manufactured to a certain degree. And I also think that they knew this was going to happen. And this is the Democrats' ploy to try to destroy America so they can rebuild it in their own image. Now, back to the border crisis that we are experiencing that the Democrats refuse to acknowledge because many of them are evil and they want to get a new voting class in. They know that black people are leaving the Democrat Party by a large number. And to be honest, black people don't have to leave, but by a few percentage points, and Democrats will never get elected and ever again in office in the United States of America, especially not the presidency. So they know that their grip and their stronghold in the black community is slipping. And so what do they want to do? They want to get as many illegal aliens into our country as they can, promise them everything, deliver them nothing, put them in a perpetual state of needing something from the government, and therefore they're going to vote for the Democrats. Why wouldn't they vote for the Democrats? This is what their ploy is. Now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick talks about the issues with the baby formula. I want you to see her testimony. She's a congresswoman out of Florida. She literally is going to articulate exactly what she saw with evidence. This is not hearsay. This is not, oh, this is my opinion. This is not what I feel. This is evidence. Go ahead and roll the clip.
Craziness of the empty shelves Biden movement and the fact that they are sending pallets of baby formula to the border. This got sent to me by a Border Patrol agent this morning and said, this is disgusting. You will not believe this. They're receiving pallets and more pallets of baby formula at the border. This was taken at Ursula processing facility where thousands are being housed and processed and then released subsequently into the United States.
Now, I'm a rational person, ladies and gentlemen. I understand that. What are you going to do now? You're going to let them starve to death at the border? I understand that that's not reasonable at this point. But do you see the optics of this? Literally, women are going to the stores, even fathers, parents are going to the store, and they're trying to get formula for their children, and they're seeing that the shelves are desolate, and the fear kicks in. And then you see an image of people on the border with shelves stacked, probably with the premium formula on it, stacked. And the feeling of betrayal begins to kick in the American people's hearts. And I hope and my prayer is that people wake up to what's going on and that this administration that you voted for because you didn't like mean tweets, this administration is not acting in your best interest. I mean, we're talking about food prices going up out of control. Stuff like, and I want to make sure I get this correct, salad dressing up 13%, soups up 13%, baby food is up 13%, breakfast cereal up 12%, bread up 9%. These basic meals that we all enjoy are skyrocketing. Inflation is up almost at a historic point, if not already have hit an historic mark. What is the cause of this? Is it by chance? Is it by accident? Is it the natural course of life for us? No, it's called bad policy. It's called thrusting a person in the office that the people didn't want and that he wasn't qualified for. Nobody in their right mind thinks that Joe Biden is qualified to be in the Oval Office. He cannot even put a sentence together without sounding like his brain is farting every 5 minutes. He is not equipped. Where is Kamala Harris? Cackling Kamala. Where is she located at this point? Who knows? She's not involved in doing anything for the country. She's not involved in doing anything effective. I mean, I don't even want to go down a path, but I will. So I don't want to even – I don't want to, but I will go down the path of even the LGBTQ agenda. Like, what – how is this making any sense to prosper America when every day you turn around, they're pushing poor policies that's making our lives harder, and then they're thrusting these ideologies into the forefront of society and shaming you for not indulging in anti-God and anti-reality type of a rhetoric. There is no way in the world that you can convince me that there's more than two genders. It's just not true. Now, you may feel, they may want you to feel that there's more genders. I don't care what you do in your personal life. You can believe that there's 89 million genders, and you can be a person that observes six genders at one time. I don't care what you do in your personal life. But you are not going to push this and thrust this out on the American people and also thrust this in the minds of our beautiful young children that should be learning math, should be learning about investments. They should be learning about leadership, should be learning communication. These are the elements in which people, if they learn these things, they will become successful in life. Learning about gender and binaries and non-binaries and LGBTQ plus YA, XYZ, AARP is not going to help anybody. Young children should not be involved in that. Now, take a look at the political climate, because voting is very important and is going to be probably the most consequential election in the midterms and also in 2024. Who's pushing these things? Who's pushing these particular agendas? Now, I am not focusing on these agendas or my perception of these agendas solely on what I feel. I'm going off of what does the Bible say? How does Christ get involved in these things? And I personally believe that all you Christians out there that's baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Spirit, at church every Sunday and Wednesday, invoking the name of the Lord in every word you say and every meal you eat, I would argue with you to say, and I'm pretty sure most of you guys are smart. I'm actually talking to somebody who just strolled in with blue hair and a leftist agenda. I would argue that if you claim that you are a Christian, then why are you not voting on Christian principle? I don't care nothing about the separation of church and state and all that crap that people say. All you got to look at the founding documents. These people were Christians. They invoked the name of the Lord in almost every document that they produced. I don't want to hear that crap about separation of church and state. That's only applicable and it sounds good on paper. Your decision in your life, personal life, and your political life should be based on the rudiments and authenticity of the scripture that you claim to observe. You should not be supporting a party or a people or a candidacy or policies that agree with or support murdering children. You should not support policies that thrust same-sex marriage into our faces and want our children to be indoctrinated with these things. You should not support that. You should support things that build up the kingdom of God, that build up your family, that make this country better by showing respect to the men and women who lost their lives defending this country. These are the things that you should be observing as Christians.
Have you looked at how much of Russia is inside your 401k or IRA? Did you know my friends at Pax Financial Group have zero investments in Russia through their biblical investment strategy? Those companies were screened out long ago because they didn't pass the treat people right test. One of the most important tenets of the Christian faith is to love your neighbor, and this includes to love your employees. Based on Pax's biblical responsible investment strategy, a company, domestic or international, is excluded from an investment from your portfolio if it violates our innate God-given fundamental rights. So Pax Financial is wonderful. They share our values. In fact, I know people that have switched to Pax Financial from our partnership, and they speak so favorably about it. Stop using the woke money managers. Pax Financial is rooted in biblical wisdom. So if you have $150,000 or more and would like to know more about biblical responsible investing at Pax Financial Group, text Charlie to number 74868. That's Charlie at number 74868. That's Charlie to number 74868. So you just take out your phone, text the number 74868, and type in Charlie. to get to know about PAC's Biblical Responsible Investing. Biblical Responsible Investing Strategy. Take out your phone. Text CHARLIE to 74-868. They're about to manage some money for me. I really think highly of PAC's Financial. Text CHARLIE to number 74-868.
So they're mad not really just at Alito, but at Christianity and Christians, believers, people of faith. They have been for a long time, but it's weird if you think about it. Why are liberals angry at Christianity? You wouldn't think they would be. Christianity has been the single greatest force for human rights in history. In fact, the Western understanding of human rights, our understanding of human rights, all of us, atheists included, is based on Christianity. That's where it comes from. Christianity is the reason we don't have slavery and segregation and children working in factories. Christians did that. So if you're a sincere liberal, it would seem odd to hate Christians. But the totalitarians always do hate Christians. The Soviets killed the priests first. So did Mao. During the Spanish Civil War, the communists subjected a statue of Jesus to a symbolic execution in front of a firing squad. It was one of the first things they did within weeks of the war breaking out. Here's the picture on your screen. Shooting Jesus. It tells you everything.
Now, I know many of you guys believe that Tucker Carlson is a brilliant man. As you can tell, he's saying the same thing that I was saying, that the left is have an anti-God sentiment. This is not just a matter of, oh, a difference of opinion. They hate God. They wish that God was completely removed from the face of humanity and nobody would observe God and the government will be your God. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? All you got to do is look at their policies. Their policies lead more people to depending on the government. Think about taxes. Just think about it for a minute. They want you to pay all of your money to the government. Why? Because the government is going to supply all of your needs. The government wants to give you universal health care, wants to give you a pay dividend, universal income. The government does this. No, that's not the job of the government. That's the job of the church. And we should be able to give our hard-earned money to institutions like the church to help societal issues. If your children need help going to college, I would argue that we should be able to allow the church to bless them, to send them to a Christian university, allow the church to have its own school and curriculum to teach your children. That's what the church is supposed to do. If you have marital problems, and I feel like the government should have been out of marriage a long time ago. It should be only recognized in the church and things like that. I understand why, and let me not get this wrong. I understand why the government and our society wanted the government to be involved in marriage. They wanted to incentivize people to have more children and things like that, people to get married. But that should be something that's associated with Christ, that's supposed to be associated with the church. Therefore, you won't have all these people claiming that people of the same sex can be married. That's not marriage. That's a relationship. They're in a relationship, committed relationship, a civil union. That's not marriage. That has nothing to do with God. God is associated with marriage. Now, with that being said, understand the role of the government and the role of the church. The government is supposed to be an assisting factor. The church is supposed to be the place that people go to get refuge. People go to have, you know, if they need to be fed, if there needs to be some supplement in housing, anything like that, education, all of that should go through the church, in my opinion. Now, I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I do understand these concepts very well, and I think that they're appropriate and applicable to our livelihood. So make sure that you guys email freedom@charliekirk.com, email freedom@charliekirk.com. And again, I'm your host, Brandon Tatum, and my show, The Officer Tatum Show, taking over the Larry Elder Show from 3 to 6 on the Salem Network. My show will start on Monday, I think it's the 16th. Monday the 16th, it will start. I will do Monday through Friday. You do not want to miss it. Tune in. We're going to have a good time. You know, there's no stress for me on the radio. I talk for a living. So we're going to have a good time and enjoy it. This is your host, Brandon Tatum, filling in for Charlie Kirk. I know y'all can't wait for him to get back. I love y'all. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your day. See you next time. I'm out.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.